Tampa Electric Company will soon go before state regulators to request a combined 31% rate increase, 22% of which is designed to cover higher fuel costs. But responding to citizens' concerns, the Tampa City Council today got involved in that issue. Councilmember Linasol Senna said that THAN, the group representing all of Tampa's neighborhood associations, had written a letter to the mayor and the city council asking that they lobby the Public Service Commission to prevent such a rate increase from happening. So Saul Senna said she had already prepared a letter to be sent to the PSC, the state agency that will ultimately decide on the validity of the rate request.
In this tumultuous economic time, Tampa City Council strongly requests the Public Service Commission deny the rate increase until a detailed independent analysis of TECO's current and proposed operational plans be conducted, with a specific look at TECO's energy efficiency and conservation programs and adoption of renewable energy sources.
Saul Senna admitted that legally, the City Council's request would have no binding effect, but she said it would be a powerfully symbolic request to stand up for its citizens. Councilman John Dingfelder said he lacked the knowledge to form an opinion on the matter, so he said he welcomed having members of the community, as well as TECO representatives, come before the council to explain their reasons for the rate hike.
We can hear them out, we can hear from our constituents, and then we can decide on whether or not we think that their arguments justify an increase or not.
But City Councilman Charlie Miranda was hesitant, saying he assumed the Public Service Commission already knows what it's doing.
Our rate's too high, yes, but I don't know what it's costing TECO. Maybe they'll explain it and explain why the costs are. I don't know what they've done wholeheartedly to spend a lot of money to make it more green, more acceptable in today's society, and I agree with all that's been said. However, I cannot get involved in changing the structure of something I don't know anything about.
Councilmember Linasol Senna said she wanted to give the public 10 minutes and TECO representatives 10 minutes apiece to present their sides on the issue at an upcoming council meeting. But Councilman Thomas Scott told Saul Senna that he couldn't understand the need for the hearing when the council itself could not act to reduce rates.
To me, it's more logical to go ahead and vote and send it on over to the PSC that we support not raising the rates. That's more logical.
That's fine.
I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is coming to have a full-blown hearing when you are not the decision makers.
Gotcha.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Councilman John Dingfelder disagreed, saying as TECO's biggest customer, the council could be influential in their questioning the rate hike.
I think that the public deserves to hear some of this from TECO, not in a little closed door, you know, Public Service Commission workshop that's not going to be televised, et cetera, et cetera. To see it and to watch it and to watch TECO right here explain why they feel it's justified to charge the city of Tampa more and all the customers more.
Councilmember Joseph Catano said it would be fruitless for the council to intervene.
Mr. Chairman, I think THAN should send this letter to the Public Service Commission because we're not going to have a vote on it. They're not going to listen to us.
But Dingfelder responded back, this time by saying that 15 years ago, on behalf of the Hillsborough County Commission, he lobbied in front of the PSC for Plant City residents to get local phone service.
And I was one of the assistant county attorneys. I went to Tallahassee and we argued that issue in front of the Public Service Commission on behalf of the residents of Plant City. They listened. They changed GTE. It was GTE back then. They changed their mind. I'm just giving an anecdote. They can listen. They will listen if the government speaks to it, because the government is the voice of the people. In the city of Tampa, we're the voice of the people. So I think there's an opportunity here, Mr. Caetano.
Okay.